tetelestai. Immediately before breathing his last breath, Jesus loudly cried out one final word on the cross. Tetelestai, a Greek word only mentioned in John's Gospel. Tetelestai, one word with a critical meaning. It is finished. It is completed, brought to an end, accomplished with finality. After Satan had shamed, beaten, mocked, tortured, and crucified the Son of God, and as the devil celebrated because he had done his worst, do we see Christ exhausted, giving up, surrendering to death and the enemy? Jesus didn't just mumble out a meager resolution by saying, I'm finished. No, he declared for all eternity, it is finished. The law was made perfect. Jesus had obeyed his Father's will. It is finished. God's righteous wrath had collided with God's perfect grace and love. Justice had been satisfied. Reconciliation between flawed humanity and a holy God was made possible. Tetelestai, it is finished. The Son allowed people to see a glimpse of the Father. He brought light to the nations. It is finished. The messianic prophecies had been fulfilled. The veil was torn. It is finished. The Old Testament sacrificial system was now obsolete. Jesus Christ became the blameless sacrifice for every sin. Once and for all, the debt was paid in full. Now and for always, it is finished. There's nothing more for you or me to add. Your good works are insufficient to appease a holy God. Turning over a new leaf will get you nothing eternal. Your striving for perfection will never be good enough to improve on what Jesus has already done. It is finished. Neither your poverty nor your prosperity will earn you reconciliation with God. You cannot give enough. You cannot acquire enough or deprive yourself enough to profit God's favor. And you'll never be able to attend enough religious gatherings to add anything to his completed work on the cross. Your performance, your talent, your intellect are all deficient for salvation. It is finished. An extra special word or understanding is not required. You don't need a new revelation from a preacher, a prophet, a teacher, a book, a blog, a friend, or even yourself. It is finished. Anything you try to add to his completed work in order to be made right with God is impotent, perhaps even insulting. It is finished. Tetelestai, it is finished. So what does one do when the work of salvation is complete? Believe and repent. Rest. Worship and give thanks. Rejoice and share. Believe that Jesus is Lord and has fully paid the debt of salvation. Repent from your belief in your own self-sufficiency and follow Jesus exclusively. It is finished. Rest. Quit striving for God's love, acceptance, and forgiveness. The work is done. Rest in it and live every day in the gospel. Worship and give thanks. Give him the glory he is due. Express gratitude for his mercy and grace. Tetelestai, it is finished. Rejoice and share. Doesn't everyone need to know about this freedom? Praise Jesus for his sacrifice that enables us to be welcomed home into the arms of the loving God. Tetelestai, it is finished. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we remember today the pain and suffering of the cross and all that Jesus was willing to endure so we could be set free. He paid the price, such a great sacrifice to offer us the gift of eternal life. Help us never to take for granted this huge gift of love on our behalf. Help us to be reminded of the cost of it all. And forgive us, Lord, for being too busy or too distracted by other things, for not fully recognizing what you have freely given and what you have done for us. Thank you, Lord, that by your wounds we are healed. Thank you that because of your huge sacrifice, we can be free from the yoke of sin. Thank you that sin and death have been conquered and that your power is everlasting. Thank you that we can say with great hope, it is finished, for we know what is still to come and death has lost its sting. So, Lord, we praise you, for you are making all things new. Amen.